Hi everyone, Dave here. Before we get into the next episode of The Science of Social Media, I wanted to quickly tell you about our new conference, Built to Last. Built to Last is an audio-first conference to help you build a brand to stand the test of time. Over 2 days, attendees will be able to listen to exclusive podcast episodes from marketers and creatives behind some of the world's most loved brands, and go behind the scenes and hear their best strategies and tactics for building lifetime audiences. We have some incredible speakers lined up, and if you enjoy the science of social media, I have a hunch that you'll love Built to Last. Secure your spot at this first-of-its-kind event now for free at buffer.com/conference. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman, and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer. Welcome to episode 197. As of July 2020, more than half of all the people on Earth use social media. That's a staggering amount of people, right? And its growth is showing no signs of slowing down. Figures from Data Reportal show that since July 2019, an average of more than 1 million people have started to use social media for the first time every single day. With so much of the world's population using social channels and more joining for the first time each day, social media offers an incredible opportunity to connect with your customers no matter your business size. But today, we're going to focus in on exactly how local businesses can get the most out of social media. Here's Lisa Stone with this episode's question.
Hey, this is Lisa from Lisa is Social. I find that a lot of local businesses still struggle to see the benefits of social media. My question to Buffer is, do you think social media really helps local businesses and why?
To answer Lisa's question, I spoke with Buffer's head of content, Ash Reed. In preparation for this interview, Ash spoke to a few local businesses that are thriving on social to learn their secrets and how social media has helped them to grow. Hey Ash, welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Dave. Enjoying the British summertime and looking forward to chatting all things local business, social media.
Good stuff. Right. Well, let's get into the questions. So the first one is, what would you say are the benefits of social media for local businesses?
So I think for local businesses, they often kind of succeed because of the communities around them. And social media kind of allows or enables local businesses to kind of build that community online as well as offline. So I think traditionally, local companies rely on local people for their custom, and return customers are also hugely important to local businesses. Return customers are important to all businesses, but especially at the local level where you have a limited pool of people that will actually come and buy from you. And I think a huge part of generating this return business is building relationships with customers. And I think that traditionally would happen offline when someone maybe comes into your store, but social media kind of allows you to continue that after the fact and to kind of constantly stay top of mind for consumers in your local area. And I think as well, like, word of mouth is huge for business. It's at Buffer, it's actually like one of our number one ways that we grow is through people recommending our product to friends and talking about it. And now, like, word of mouth has pretty much gone digital. So, you know, if you opened up Facebook right now, I'm sure you would see someone in your feed like asking for a recommendation of a place to eat or somewhere to fix their car, or you might see someone like leaving a review or saying like had a great time at this local venue last night. And that's kind of where these conversations are happening now on social. And whether you're there or not, like, the conversations are going on and customer service happens there. Like, if someone has a comment about your business, they expect a response. A lot of it happens over like Twitter and Messenger now. So if you're not there, you're just kind of missing out on chances to build relationships. And traditionally there's kind of like online and offline businesses, but over the last few years, and especially now since COVID, the lines have really blurred between offline and online. And I think it's just kind of the same thing now. We're seeing companies that were local businesses exclusively offline being forced to shift online now. And I think that's just going to stay. You know, they'll eventually open up again and serve customers offline, but I think the way they will grow will largely happen online now.
I think that's really interesting, because I'm thinking of some of the local businesses to me where I am not the ones that I would see just out walking the dog or, you know, immediately on my doorstep, but maybe a little further away. I've been checking on their Facebook or Instagram to see if they're open, what their policies are, how they've changed things around due to COVID. And you're absolutely right. These are businesses which I wouldn't have thought to check their digital presence for at all, because, you know, they're just a known quantity. I know sort of where they are and what they do. And so this opportunity for bringing an online aspect to their community, to their communication and their marketing is, yeah, it's really interesting. It's very timely as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're seeing a lot of people kind of turn to social now as like their first point of search. So I think, you know, Google is still the number one. It's still very important. But if I want to see if my local pub or DIY store is open, I'm now just as likely to look on Facebook or Instagram as Google, because I know, you know, their latest Instagram post is going to be up to date.
Yeah.
Whereas the information on Google, like it's probably up to date, but I don't know. And I think as well, you know, especially at the moment in like, you know, COVID-19 and places not fully being open, being able to actually see how places are adapting, like how safe and comfortable I might feel there, that feels really important. And social is a really great way to communicate that.
So there's some really solid benefits. And what I was going to ask you next is, do you have any sort of examples of things that you've seen local businesses doing where they're using social media really successfully?
Yeah, there's a few here. I actually turned to Twitter to ask for some recommendations from people of local businesses that they think do a really great job on social. And the first one was a place called Wax Watergate Bay, which is a bar and restaurant in Newquay. And its Facebook page has 22,000 likes. So it's got a really,
wow,
really big audience. And if you like scroll through the page, you regularly see posts with like hundreds of likes, multiple shares, plenty of comments. And I think what Wax does really, really well is it takes people behind the scenes of the company. And it shares like real open, honest, transparent pieces of content around the business. So they really share stories of the people behind the business. And so one post that like really stood out, they had a post about promoting one of their team members to general manager. And they kind of mentioned her name, like shared her story, how long she'd been there, like two or three photos of her at the bar. And then you saw like loads of the community actually commenting, saying like, congratulations, great to see this. And I think like that's just such a cool thing for them to be doing. It's just like building this community online, and they're just always in their customers' mind, building relationships. So, you know, when you go to the bar, you know the people by name, you know who they are, what they do, maybe what they've been through. And I think that's a really great way to build a personal connection with your customers. And yeah, another example that was shared was a cheese shop in Melbourne. So it's called Harper and Blom Cheese Shop. I hope I've got that right. This one was recommended because on Instagram, they share a lot of like super long form captions on their posts. Each Instagram post is a deep dive into a certain type of cheese that they sell. They share the story of that cheese, where it came from, how it's made, what it tastes like. And the person that recommended this to me, she kind of said like every time she goes to their page, she learns something new about the cheeses in their shop. And I think that's a really like nice, unique angle that they have. And I think it also helps to set expectations for consumers. So, you know, if you follow them on Instagram and you go into the shop, you're going to expect them to be experts. They're going to know what they're talking about. You're not just going to get sold a random cheese. It'll be the right cheese for your occasion. They'll probably help you match it with the meal that you're preparing. And I think likewise, you know, if you were to go in the shop and then they're really knowledgeable, and then you go to their Instagram and it's really like jokey and doesn't share much context about the cheeses, like that's not a consistent experience. So yeah, I think the brands that do the best create a consistent online and offline experience, and kind of view every touch point that they have with the customer is like super important and an opportunity to share their message. And I think it's, you know, especially now, really important to be able to reach consumers online as well as offline.
That's great. I love that idea about the Instagram posts almost being like mini blog posts and highlighting the product and showcasing the knowledge. That's a really cool way. I think it's slightly different to how I've seen Instagram typically used. I wanted to share a quick story the other day. We're currently having a mini heat wave in the UK, and most residential homes don't have aircon. So I went to work from a local pub a couple of days ago, and they've got amazing air conditioning. They've also got really friendly staff. It's a nice place, and they're dog friendly. So I took my little dog up there, and I was working away on my laptop, and he jumped up and sat on my lap for a bit. And they came over and took a picture and said, could they use it for their social? And it was a really lovely moment because they, you know, made me feel a bit special. And obviously they love my little dog. But they put the post on Instagram and highlighted, you know, that they're laptop friendly and that they're dog friendly just in one post. And it was a really nice touch.
Yeah, I think that's awesome because now, you know, like anyone else in your community that's probably going through the same thing, like a lot of people are working from home at the moment. And yeah, we know how tough it is dealing with these heat waves in England because we're really not prepared for it. But yeah, now everyone in your kind of community and everyone that follows them will now realize they can take their dog there, they can take their laptop there, and they'll be welcome. And I think that's a really great thing.
So we've mentioned Instagram quite a bit and sort of touched on Facebook and Twitter. Are there any platforms that you sort of specifically recommend?
Yeah, so I think to begin with, like, there's just no one size fit all answer here. It will depend business to business, but a Facebook page is almost like a must have for businesses of all sizes, mostly just for discoverability. Like we touched on it earlier, but you know, increasingly people are turning to places like Facebook to search for local businesses. And yeah, I think a Facebook page is a must. Also, if you're just in like a service-based industry, maybe like a restaurant or a pub or a place people visit, like claiming a place on Google Maps is a must. Not strictly social media, but something to do. And beyond that, I think just like look at the demographics of your audience, who are you trying to reach, and then try and match that to the platforms that those people use. And you can also just like do some research offline, like when you're speaking to customers, ask them what platforms they use, ask them how they discover new businesses, how they interact with local companies online, and yeah, just try and find out that way, like how you should go about it.
I think for a lot of people, the question is, I know what I want to say, the messages I want to put out there on social, but really you want your customers to interact and you want people to engage. Have you got any tips for how local businesses can encourage their customers to engage online?
Yes, I think I kind of touched on this earlier, but you know, the offline online worlds are blurring, and I think we should just now try and think about the whole customer experience as one thing. So, you know, wherever you're interacting with the customer, just trying to have a consistent experience everywhere. And that's something that we do touch on in like the Built to Last conference that's coming up, and you mentioned at the start here, Dave, but yeah, your brand isn't just a product or your store or your restaurant or your location. It's everything you do. And I think just like trying to move between online and offline seamlessly is super important. So, you know, like going back to the cheese store example, you know, we mentioned that if their Instagram posts are really knowledgeable and then they're not knowledgeable in store, like that's a bad experience. So, you know, match what it's like online and offline. The same with like the wax bar and restaurant from Newkey. Like their page is fun, it's conversational, it's welcoming. And that's how you expect the bar to be in real life. So, you know, whatever your business is like offline, try and bring that to your online presence. And I think just like moving people between the two, you know, you want to kind of try and just find unique ways to bring people from your offline business to online. And, you know, there are hundreds of ways to do that, but I think just like try and get creative. So, you know, maybe every receipt has a CTA to follow you on Instagram, or, you know, maybe you offer discount to people that follow you on Instagram. Just say like, you know, here's a discount code when you follow us, something like that. And I think, you know, maybe not right now because big groups aren't really gathering, but, you know, trying to offer exclusive things for your followers on social is really important. You know, you could maybe get 5 people on Zoom and have your founder or CEO give a 20-30 minute talk. Like maybe you're a clothing store or something, you could have one of your team members doing an exclusive guide to like this season's hottest fashion tips. And, you know, there's something that a company called Callie's Hot Little Biscuit does. They try to kind of bring people from their stores to their Instagram. And I'll link to a case study we did with them last year in the show notes, just so you can kind of dig in there. But yeah, I think it's all about just trying to make it a two-way relationship and kind of strengthening the bond so that people continue to come back to your company again and again to buy, because repeat purchases is where you're really going to start seeing growth.
Those are really solid. Thank you so much, Ash.
Cool. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Thanks to Ash for joining us on this episode. And thanks again to Lisa for this week's question. If you're a local business, it feels key to focus on how you can use social media to build lasting customer relationships. Repeat customers are so important to local businesses, and the stronger your relationships, the more loyal your customers are likely to be. The world of small business is also increasingly moving online. As Simon Heaton shared with us a few episodes back, new stores created online grew 62% between March and April 2020. Even if you're a local business that sells mostly offline, the biggest growth opportunities for you could be online, and building your audience on social is key to online success. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Speak to you all soon.